Welcome to Nintendo Main Episode 7. We are your hosts. I'm Trey Johnson. This is...
Hey, what's up? It's Jeremy Mikowski.
Hey. What's going on, man? How's the Xenoblade treating you? Do you play that at all anymore?
Yeah, I've been playing it pretty much every moment I can.
Have you, have you have any different thoughts since last time about it?
I like it a lot more. I think I just needed to get accustomed to what it is, its quirks.
Yeah. I think you're, like, as far as, like, the new Los Angeles soundtrack, I think there's only those two songs. The two songs that I put, like, at the beginning and the end of our podcast from last week are, like, the only two songs that are in North L.A., or New L.A., you know. It's just the I can't hear you song, and the other one that's just like, oh yeah, you know,
so. A bunch of a scatting in the middle of it.
Yeah, it's pretty ridiculous. I finally made it to like the residential area of New LA today, and there's like some random. I found some random missions where like this lady like. Keeps breaking stuff at a coffee shop, and I have to like bring her parts to like fix a freezer, and then she like goes to a church, and I have to find her at the church and assure her that she'll not lose her job or whatever. I don't know. It kind of reminded me of I don't know if you ever played any of the Yakuza games. There's actually Yakuza 5 like came out yesterday for PS3, and I haven't finished Yakuza 4 yet, but they're like these like Japanese mafia type games, and there's a lot of like side quests that you run into like within like the supposed to be like the, you know, like the seedy area of Tokyo or whatever. But yeah, there's like stuff like that. There's like one where I had to chase down a guy who like ran away from a restaurant without paying for his meal, you know, like that type of thing. So like some of the missions in the residential area kind of reminded me of that.
And that would be missions that were focused on the skills of like what's the class? There's one of the classes is the is it the mediator?
I guess, but I don't have that division. Like I'm not part of that division. But you can still do missions in the residential area, I guess. Because like one guy's car broke down and he was going to get beat up because he didn't move his car from a parking lot, and I had to like defend him, you know, which is totally a Yakuza. Mission, you know, that would be something that would happen in that, where like some guy's like stuck somewhere, he's getting bullied by some guy in a parking lot, and you have to go beat up this dude in the parking lot, except it took out like the fighting part of it, you know, which kind of made me miss Yakuza 4 and want to go back to it and finish it. But yeah, I don't know, it's interesting. I changed my divisions too. Like I tried to, I don't know. The one that I had was like too much item collecting, so I was getting tired of that. So I tried to switch to the one that's more monster based, but I think the one that you have is like the better one, the hairier one.
I stuck with that one.
Yeah, because I switched to I forget what it was. The Interceptors is what I am. Which I guess they like hunt down like the like whatever the big monsters are.
The tyrants,
yeah. I think they're mostly like tyrant missions, which is fine. I mean, I'd rather do that than try to find some random item that I don't know where the fuck it is, you know. I mean, all those blue diamonds, you can't really tell what's what. At least in the, I mean, maybe it does in this one in a point, but I haven't found it yet. But in the old Xenoblade Chronicles, at least like the items you need were like colored differently. Like if they were in your if you had a mission like involving a specific thing, like it showed up as a red dot instead of a blue dot. So at least you knew that like that was mission related and that you needed to get that item. But I haven't seen anything in this game yet that works like that, you know. Like I don't see anything.
I think you're pretty much, you just have to pick up every blue dot you see.
Yeah, I mean that's how I do it, but I still never found any ZZ rabbits. That's like something that was like a first, like one of the first missions I took, and I never found any of those, you know.
I've just found myself completing missions like in for getting that I even accepted them, because, yeah, it's an item collection thing, so...
Yeah.
It's nice that you can stack your missions up like that.
Yeah, I mean, Yeah, basically the idea is just to take all of them, I guess, and if you run into it while you're doing something else, you can do it. Which you can do. I know you can only take on... I know you can only take on, like, one affinity mission or one main mission at a time. But you can take all... You can do all those other small missions, like, while you're within another mission. Any of the big mission. So, yeah.
I don't really understand the affinity missions just yet. I have the right levels to go to some of them, but I don't have the affinity down, whatever it gets...
Are you like involved with the story mission though?
Yeah.
Then you can't do it then. You can only do one at a time. Like you can only do a story mission or an affinity mission. So like if you have all the requirements, you still can't do it because you're on a story mission. It's weird, but that's the way it works.
I'm on a story mission, but I can turn it off. It's like basically I'm at one of those points where I just have to complete some stuff to open up the next chapter.
Oh. Well, then you're not... Then you may not particularly be... Are you on, like, before Chapter 4?
No, I'm on Chapter 5, I think.
Oh, okay. Did you already meet that blue guy with the horns? Spoiler.
Yeah.
He's in, like, all the reviews that I've seen. His name's, like,
yeah, L. Yeah, talks like Shakespeare.
He doesn't, like, really know how to speak that well, so, like, he says, like, phrases weirdly.
Yeah.
He calls people ass caves, which I think is awesome.
What does he say? Many heads are better than none, I think is what he says.
Yeah, he said, like, something... He's like Yoda of sorts, kind of. He, like, sort of, like, switches everything around.
Because he found the digital library of all of humanity's history and was reading it.
Yeah, he found, like, some sort of thing, and then the aliens killed it, and there was that crazy lady that had, like, the...
Yeah, that was real. That was brutal.
Did you have a hard time beating her? I got defeated, like, 6 times, at least.
Well, I don't know if it counts as cheating, but I went back and hired someone to help me.
Yeah, I did, too. But I still lost the first time with the person that I hired, so I had to go back a second time.
Yeah, she kicked my ass the first time, but...
Yeah. I lost...
Second time. I just focused on her, and it went by a lot quicker with that dude.
Sure, yeah. I played it like 4 times without another guy, and I even got to the point where it's like, do you want to play on an easier setting? And I'm like, no, because it'll let you do that for a boss if you die too many times.
Oh, I know.
And it'll only be like for that boss, I guess. But still, I didn't put that on, and I went and hired like a level 40 dude and like brought him in there, and I was like.
That's exactly what I did.
Cleaned them up, yeah. But isn't that great, though, getting those guys for that? That's what I told you, like, can help with the grinding. It's just hire some, like, beefed-out dude and just go around and fight people that are way tougher than you, you know? To try to get your levels up.
It took me a little while to wrap my head around the game, but the more I do, the more I like it, and the more addictive it becomes.
Yeah,
because you want to, like, get everything done as you go.
Yeah. No. Well, they throw a lot of like pretty heavy shit at you, like at the beginning, like a lot of like really complex systems. You know that they don't really explain that well, so you kind of have to. You got to play it for a while before you figure out like how things work. You know.
So what level are you at?
I'm like level 17.
You're level 17.
Yeah. Where are you at?
Level 16, actually.
Oh, okay. Well, we're about in the same area, then.
I've been grinding a lot, but... Well, you mean, like, your actual character's level, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. I hope you don't mean Chapter 16.
No, I just finished Chapter 4. So I'm in the same spot that you are.
Oh, you are, yeah.
I just finished Chapter 4, but I did... But I've done, like, 3 different Affinity missions.
Yeah.
I mean, because it, like, it builds up your levels with the characters... And I've heard that you need that later on, you know?
So I should go back and try to find the earlier ones I haven't done yet.
I say do all of them, you know? Because they're basically like side quests. You know, they're like side stories about... And they're like character development and that type of thing. So, you know, they're kind of like more stuff to the story. In the Xenoblade Chronicles, the Wii one, there's these heart-to-heart conversations, as they call them, and you can only see them if you have your characters at a certain affinity level. But there aren't, like, affinity missions in that game, so it's kind of annoying. It's basically, like, you have to fight with them for so long, or you have to, like, you know, answer questions in a certain way, like, during another heart-to-heart thing, which is kind of weird. So I kind of like how they have specific affinity missions in this, like, for building them up. Because in that one, you have to, like, encourage them at the right time, or, like, you know, save them at the right time, or whatever, and it doesn't seem to work as well, I guess. I don't know. But yeah, but no, I've been digging it.
It's not an indicator of what you need to have those things happen. You just have to try to keep your affinity high the whole time.
For what? For the heart-to-hearts?
Yeah.
I mean, you just have to... I guess, I mean, it's basically like, you can't see this one until this guy, like, likes you more than he does. So you basically have to walk, you know, like, change your party member to you and that guy and fight a bunch of monsters together until you're better friends or whatever, you know. Basically is how it works, okay. You know. Like, your affinity level will level up, like, with your regular level, you know. So, like, if you walk around with the same two guys all the time, those guys will love you, but the other guys are like, whatever, you know, because you never hang out with them. So it's kind of like trying to get you to use everybody, I guess.
Is that when I keep seeing the hearts appear above their heads?
Yeah, that's what that is. They do the same thing for, the other one, where they have the hearts and all that. Well, yeah. But yeah, it's cool.
I think we're about halfway to the scale.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't even know. Longer. Like, I guess you have to be level 30, but you need, like, to go through some sort of license mission, I guess, before that. I don't know.
Yeah. Multi-part mission.
I mean, I haven't even heard talk of a scale, except for that one, like, alien one that shows up. Spoilers at the end of chapter 4. Whatever. It's like in trailers, you know, people have seen it. I saw something cool. I was looking at the divisions earlier, you know, before I called you on this. And the Harrier division is called Avalanche in Japan. Do you remember Avalanche?
Yeah, they were in Final Fantasy. Wait, no, I don't remember Avalanche.
Yeah, they were in Final Fantasy VII, you were right. That was what
Okay, yeah.
That was what Cloud was a part of, which I wanted to segue to that. The completely, like, non-Nintendo, or non-Nintendo stuff, but, have you watched, did you watch the Final Fantasy VII? I just want to talk about this, because I hope that, I want somebody to respond to it about what they think about it, because I think it's, I mean, Square is such a weird company. They seem to, like, even when they're doing, like, what people want, they're still not doing what people want, it seems like, right?
Right.
It's like, we're going to remake Final Fantasy VII, but we're not going to make it like Final Fantasy VII at all. Like, I don't know. I haven't heard anybody really talk about that. But, like, they're completely changing the whole game. Like, there's no, like, turn-based battles. It's all, like, action-based now. And they're going to release it in episodes. Have you read any of that?
I talked to some people at work about it. I haven't read about it.
It just seems weird. Like, I watched the video of it, and it's like he's, like, running around and hitting stuff. And it's like, I'm like, okay, well, what the fuck, man? You basically, I don't know. I'm a personal fan of, like, turn-based RPG games, because there aren't that many anymore, but they're still my favorite type of RPGs. And for all the people who love Final Fantasy VII, I don't know if they necessarily expected it for them to change it, you know? It's like they pretty much used the same system that they used in, like, 13 or 14 or 15 or whatever, and they're just throwing, like, Cloud polygons over it, you know, and saying that that's, you know, now it's this. We're just going to use that story and have you make you do the same, use the same sort of, you know, stuff that you have been doing. I don't know. Seems weird.
I think the episodic part is the punch to the gut, from what I've gathered.
I mean, that sucks too. I mean, a lot of people are bitching more about that. I'm just surprised that nobody's really mentioned that it's a completely different game now. Like, you're basically... Well, you're like remaking Mario. You're like remaking Mario 1 and turning it into like Mario 64. You know, it's like it's not. You're changing the gameplay. It's not the same game anymore. You know.
Yeah.
That just seems strange to me. Like, why would you? How would you call that a remaster when it's not at all? Really, it's basically has the same story, but it's going to play completely differently. You know, I don't know. It just wasn't what I would think. And what I mean, and I was excited about it when I heard about it, but I didn't expect it to be like that. I wanted it to be more like the original game. You know.
Well, I guess the limit breaks still are there, so that's good.
Yeah, they're still there. But can you control the other people in any way? I mean, it didn't look like you could.
I didn't watch the gameplay. I need to.
I mean,
maybe I just talked to a couple people about it.
No, it's in the trailer. It just shows, like, you know, him running around and hitting people in real time with his sword. So it's like, I don't know. I mean, whatever. I've heard people think that it, I don't know, people are still, they think that it might be an NX thing too, later, because in the trailer it says, like, coming first to PS3. But that doesn't mean it'll be on Nintendo ever. I mean, it'll probably go to Xbox One or something after, you know, after however long. I think they have a timed exclusivity with it.
We'll get passed around.
But yeah, I don't know. That's just my rant on Final Fantasy VII, the remake there. I just wanted to throw that in there. So you
thought they're giving you what you wanted, but it's still not quite right.
No, I mean, I don't think, I mentioned it in past episodes, but I don't think, you know, I don't think that Final Fantasy VII is like, I think it's overrated as far as the Final Fantasy games, you know. I think it's not as good as most people think they are. I mean, I think it's good, but I think six. I think all the Super Nintendo ones are better. Like, I think 4, 5, and 6 are all better games than 7. But still, I mean, with that in mind, like, still, I thought the game was cool. And if I wanted to play the game again, I think it should be, I don't know, the gameplay should be the same as it was before. You know,
just everything upgraded visually.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, maybe you could change the battle a little bit, make it faster or something, but I think it should still be turn-based, and you should still be able to control all your different characters in that way. I don't know.
Could just make all the environments fully three-dimensional instead of the overhead view.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Or you could do sort of a, you know, a Chrono Trigger type thing where it's, you know, where everyone's visible, but, you know, just a little bar comes up and that's where you select what you're going to do. Instead of, like, going into a fighting mode and all that. I don't know. I mean, the game's not out. We'll see. We'll see when it comes out. But speaking of things that are coming out, have you heard anything about Devil's Third? Do you remember that game at all? It was, like, I guess it's that guy that did, like, I think it's the guy that did, like, the Ninja Gaiden games and, like, was a Dead or Alive also. Those type of games.
Yeah.
I forget what his name is. Like, what is it? I want to say, like, Itagaki, but I may be wrong. I probably am wrong. But yeah, he's, this game, like, supposedly super over-the-top violent. It's like a mixture of, third-person fighting and first-person shooting. Has, like, this bald guy who has, like, Japanese tattoos all over him. And, there's this, like, 5-minute trailer on Nintendo's channel that I watched earlier. And I don't know, I mean, it's gotten, like, nothing but bad reviews, but from watching that trailer, I still kind of wanted to play it. I mean, it has, like, an online multiplayer game, you know, with level ups and extra weapons, and you can create your own characters for it, and, you know, some of the cutscenes look ridiculous. It almost looks like a Metal Gear, like, parody, you know, because there's all these, like, weirdly named characters in it, like this guy named, like, Little Mouse, and this girl named, like, Jane Doe, and this other, you know, they're all supposed to be kind of like, you know, Revolver Ocelot and like Fat Man and all those weird characters from Metal Gear. So I don't know. I mean, if it drops to like 20 or something, you know, maybe.
What's the release price?
I'm sure it's going to be like 60 right out of the gate. But it's interesting because it was like, it was one of those things that was like going to be Japan only, you know, And it seemed like Nintendo dropped it, and then they decided not to, and they're still like, hey, you know, we're still going to put it out. It's just, you know. Interesting. I mean, I'm curious if anybody will actually buy it. Yeah, it's $60 on Friday. Devil's Third.
Oh, yeah, you're right. People do not like this on the reviews.
No. Like I said, I don't think I've seen anybody give it a good review, but I'm still kinda interested in it. I don't wanna pay $60 for it, but I'd like to play it, you know.
Is Itagaki?
Yeah. That's what I said, right? Itagaki?
I'm pretty sure that's what you said.
Yeah. That was close.
Team Ninja from Tecmo.
Yeah, that guy. It's his thing.
But, so it looks like it may be a sleeper hit. People just don't know it.
I don't know. People wanted it to come out, obviously, and they're putting. I mean, they. I don't think they think it's going to bomb. I mean, I don't know. I mean, who knows? You know, the Wii was like is kind of like so. It ended up being so bare for games this holiday. You know that it. Who knows? It might actually. People might actually buy it just because. I don't know. I'm just curious. You know, if anybody's going to. Get it up, buy it, or if there's actually, you know, if there's anybody playing it online, you know. But, we'll see.
Surely there's someone playing it on Twitch.
Well, of course somebody's gonna play it. I mean, if they, yeah. Whatever people get sent, like, free games, I'm sure there's some people that do that. They're probably playing it. But, yeah, I don't know. We'll have to see it. But speaking of games that are also that are coming out soon, that people probably get that big announcement on Monday was Minecraft Wii U. How do you feel about that? I know you play that game, or you have played it.
Well, I've got mixed feelings about it. Mainly, I think it's a good thing because it's a really huge. Third-party release, like this, is made by Microsoft. They own it now.
They own it now, but they obviously don't own it that much because it's on like every system, right? Or do you know the details of that agreement?
They own it. They own Minecraft. They own the game studio that made it, so they're releasing it on a competitor's console. So that's kind of interesting. Not altogether surprising. I guess I'm happy that it's being released, but I wish that it was optimized for the Wii U, and it doesn't seem like they're really doing anything special in that regard.
Yeah, I know a lot of people wanted the. I'm completely not familiar with Minecraft at all, but they wanted whatever tools I guess that you have on the screen to be on the gamepad, and I guess that's not the case. Like you can't like. I understand that you can play it off the gamepad, they said, but that sounds like that's about all you can do is off TV play with it.
Yeah, and I think some people had speculated maybe they would have a multiplayer where one person had the gamepad, the other person was on the TV.
Yeah. Is there multiplayer on that? Okay. I thought it was all, like, online, right?
Well, there is actually multiplayer, so that is a good thing. It's up to 4-player split screen.
Oh, there is a split screen on the Minecraft?
There is, and then you can do up to 8 players online.
So what what do you actually do in that game? Like, all I've seen is, like, people building shit, and, like, there's, like, zombies in it sometimes, I guess, and you have this little, like, pixelated sword thing that you use. That's about all I know about this game. So what would you do in, like, a multiplayer scenario? Like, how would that work? Like, would you guys, like, whoever builds the house first, or what? Like, what would a 4-player Minecraft be? Like a split-screen one. What do you think?
Well, in the Wii U, it's just going to be a survival world. So it's like you're talking about there'll be monsters that come out at night. Some will be around during the day. If you go into caves, there's going to be monsters. But you have to kill monsters and gather the resources you get from them to get to the end of the game. If you're trying to do that. So
can you build?
You have to fight monsters.
No. Can you build stuff with the resource you get from the monsters? Because you can build like houses and shit, right? But can you not do? Is that not part of the survival mode? Like, can you build a house to sleep in or whatever while the monsters are outside, or just stay in so they don't attack you?
Yeah, all that would still be in there, and in fact, you could, you know, if you wanted to cooperate with people and have like a communal area, you could build it to where monsters wouldn't be inside of it.
Yeah.
And so you could treat that as like the peaceful zone of the world or whatever, and you could go out and look for things. So it's all randomly generated, so it's different every time. That's one appeal of Minecraft, because if you're just trying to like get from the beginning to the end, you just load up a new map and it's going to be completely new each time.
Oh, okay. So like the split screen thing, would you guys be just co-op? I mean, is there a co-op mode to it or no? Where you guys are both working?
It would work like co-op. But you can still attack the other person if you have it set up that way. You can still steal their things and stuff like that. So you can choose to be cooperative or you can sabotage each other. So there is some freedom given there.
Sure. So what do you do on it? Like, I know you said you played a lot of it on Xbox. Like, do you build stuff? Like, do you have like a house or town that you've built or whatever that's saved on there? Like, if you were to boot it up right now, like, what would you do on Minecraft?
Well, on the Xbox, I was just doing a survival world, so I was just trying to get to the end of the game, which I never did. I got distracted and built like a big house and a big like rail system that goes from one side of the map to the other. So you ride on like mine carts and you can use that for fast travel to move around the world.
Sure.
I was doing that, and then when I played it on the PC, I played some multiplayer games, and those are all set up depending on the game you're playing. It'll be different, but the fundamental rules will be the same. Like, you'll build things the same way, harvest resources the same way. But there'll be different limitations or rules to the game, like an online multiplayer scenario. But I don't know for sure that's going to be on the Wii U. As far as I know, it's not on any of the other console versions. It's mostly just like, if you have a server, you can install mod packs that allow these other games to be made with the same engine. Pretty much.
Oh, okay. There's like packs though, right? Like, it said that some of the add-on packs will be included in it, and then there'll be other ones to buy. Like, do you buy add-ons or DLC or whatever for it?
Yeah, all the DLC is just cosmetic. It'll just change the, like, I guess, like the style of the art of how it is, how it appears. Because it's not really sprites, but it's cubes with sprites on their exteriors, so it'll just change those.
Yeah, it just changes, like, the skins of the people, right? And then it'll
be new characters like The Simpsons or Mass Effect characters or whatever that'll be mapped onto the same body, but it'll be a different
skin. Oh, okay. Yeah, I read somewhere that people are like, oh, they should include, like, some sort of Legend of Zelda or, like, Mario type thing, you know?
Well, supposedly there is going to be exclusive Nintendo content.
Well, there should be. I mean, why not? You know, if they're doing it.
All I think the fact that it has voice chat is pretty awesome.
Yeah. Can you believe that? So, like, yeah. First, I mean, as far as I know, there's only, like, a couple games that have voice chat. I know that the, whichever, like, Call of Duty Black Ops game, I think it was 2, or was it Ghosts? I don't know. One of the Call of Duty games that's on Wii U has voice chat that you can do like through the pad. You can like plug in, you know, like any sort of iPhone headphone thing with the speaker, you know, with the microphone on the side. You can use that for it. But I know that like Monster Hunter on Wii had voice chat, but I don't know if the version on Wii U has it. I'd have to look into that. But still, that's only like, I'm just surprised that they, I don't know, was that kind of like an FU to Nintendo being like, you know, hey, we can do voice chat. Since like the no voice chat thing on Splatoon was such a big deal. You know, they're like, oh, well, we'll do it. I don't know. I mean, would you dive into Minecraft again? I mean, I know you bought it like two times. Like, would you go a third round with it?
I bought it more than twice.
Oh, yeah. I mean, but is like $30 a good deal for that? I mean, does it normally sell for 60 or I don't know?
When it first came out on PC, when I first bought it, I think I got it for 20. And subsequently, it was released for 20 on the Xbox, I think, when it first came out. Oh, okay. So those are the two spots I bought it. Now, when I originally bought it on the 360, what was great about that was how easy it was to play multiplayer, because in the PC version, there was no easy way to play multiplayer. You had to know how to set up a server and all this other stuff.
Oh, okay.
Well, the console versions have that just built right in, so...
Yeah.
That's what's kind of cool about this. Like, if I had a couple friends that wanted to play with me on the Wii U, I probably would, because, you know, you could play with up to 7 other people.
Sure.
And you could talk to them while you're playing, and that would be a lot of fun. So yeah. I might do it again, but I don't think I will care to purchase the game if I'm just playing it for the single player.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'll just do that on my computer. I have the latest version on my computer.
Sure. I mean, I thought of, I mean, I'd maybe try it out. I mean, like, if you got it, we could play that online. I don't know.
Do I think $30 is a good deal? Maybe for the off-TV play, because it kind of makes it a portable, it's sort of becomes a portable for full version of the game.
Yeah.
Which is kind of impressive. And I actually am not completely sure if it's going to be more similar to the 360 version and the PS3 version, or the worlds, like the maps are a lot bigger on the Xbox One and the PS4.
Oh, sure.
So I don't know if the Wii U is in their class or if it's at the class below.
Yeah, I don't know.
So that's something that's going to be important for me to find out before I buy it.
Sure. Well, it comes out a week after tomorrow, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the 17th. It's not even like a regular Friday release. It's the Thursday digital release, you know. So, and there's no physical copy of it either, which is kind of weird. I don't know. So I'm sure people have had beef with that. They seem to have. I know they had beef about the. What's it called? About Fatal Frame not having a physical version, that it was only a download. Which is like, you know, whatever. But, I mean, that's pretty quick release. I mean, like I said, they pushed it out before Christmas. Maybe, I don't know, maybe all those people who bought it at the Black Friday Target thing have people who like Minecraft. I don't know. I bought the 360 Minecraft for one of my nephews last year for Christmas. And I got that for $20, and I thought that, but that was used from GameStop, so I thought it was cheaper. But that was the 360 one. But I don't know. When I see something for $30, I'm always like, oh well, that's. I mean, it's not 60, because that's what I expect most games of that size to cost, like, right out the gate. So $29.99.
I'd say for you, Trey, personally, you should buy the game, because you don't know anything about it.
I know nothing. I know absolutely nothing about it. I don't even know how to play it. I was asking you how to play it. What? Sorry.
So then I'll probably buy it because you have it.
Yeah.
Play multiplayer.
Maybe. I don't know. We'll see. I mean, I probably won't get it on the 17th, but maybe I'll get it later. I don't know. We'll see. I'll wait to see what people say about it. I'm sure those guys that made all those, like, wannabe Minecraft games on Wii U are pretty ticked off that it's finally coming out.
Yeah, the Cube Life.
Yeah, the Cube Life guys or whatever. Are they? Do they have anything? Do they have anything to do with Terraria? I know you mentioned that earlier, but yeah, that the Terraria is like one of the nindies, I guess. I watched the trailer for that. It was up there with Devil's Third, and it kind of looks like a 2D Minecraft, I guess, or what I would think is Minecraft, because you're like making paths in the ground, and there's like zombies and monsters and stuff that you have to kill, and it's all like pixelated.
It's a lot like if you took building mechanics and the random generation of Minecraft, all the crafting and all that stuff, and then you like combine it with Castlevania or Metroidvania type games, so it's kind of cool. I've played a little bit of it on the PC, but...
Oh, Terraria?
I just never really got into it. Yeah, Terraria. But I actually think on the 3DS it might be kind of fun to have it.
Is it going to be on 3DS too?
Screen. Yeah, it's getting released on the 3DS.
Oh, okay.
That's another huge... So, I don't know. I guess when it all comes down to it, I'm happy that Nintendo's sort of being legitimized. Better late than never, I guess. But these are pretty big, high-profile games that have like made a big splash in the indie world or whatever. And it's at pretty much. So one thing that's interesting is that the guy who made Minecraft, his name's Notch. That's what he goes by online. He said at one point on his Twitter or whatever, like. And it made, you know, its rounds on the internet. He's like, Minecraft will never be on a Nintendo console.
Yeah, I saw that. Never say never, though, man.
So the fact that it's coming out for Nintendo console is just kind of like, well, of course, he's not even in the picture anymore, so that's why. But
I mean, did he have a problem with Nintendo, or was he just like, I don't know. I mean, was there reasoning, or was he just, I mean, some of the stuff that you see on Twitter is just,
I think he was just in the moment, like, you know, he was on the bandwagon of hating on Nintendo at the time, because the Wii U is a pretty strange thing that people are still having.
Pretty strange thing that made them millions of dollars.
Well, it's catching. It's catching on.
Have you read any of, like, that new patent stuff for the NX? There's a new article out, pretty much proving, I guess, that the whole like portable console hybrid thing is probably real. It's just like they like just filed another patent about like two things connecting to each other, like through like Bluetooth or Wi-Fi, or like through a cord or whatever, and doing some sort of streaming type thing, I guess. I don't know. I mean, some of the technical stuff I don't fully get, but I read through it and it looks like that what people were thinking they were going to do with the, you know, the two systems as one thing. Did you see any of that?
No, I didn't see any of that. You talked to me about it last time a little bit, but I don't think that the patent about the two connecting, you mentioned that before.
I think it was fairly new. I think it just came out this week. I don't know, though.
I think that we'll probably hear about it. What is E3's in June, right?
Yeah.
So that's probably when we're going to hear about the NX, like for real, the first time.
Yeah, E3's like
a lot of patents and stuff.
Yeah, E3 is. Yeah, it's like May or June. I think we'll see some sort of. I don't know. Maybe not. I think maybe all of the Nintendo Directs are going to be about those games that got delayed. You know, whatever. I mean, it seems like there's a game like almost every month of next year coming out, so that's cool.
So there'll probably be a Pokemon Direct. Probably going to be a Star Fox Direct.
There'll be a Star Fox Direct for sure. I don't know if there'll be a Pokemon Direct, but I don't know. But there'll be, you know, they'll probably do some more a Zelda thing, like around the time of when, like, Twilight Princess comes out. They'll probably do some new Zelda stuff, hopefully. I'm sure they'll do it. They'll do a Star Fox one to get excitement of that. But I don't know. But
it kind of seems like they're setting their lineup. It seems like the lineup looks pretty good up until whenever they're planning on rolling out the NX, which people seem to think is going to be this fall or next fall.
That's where that text is. I sent you a text of that link to that patent, and it's yeah. I forget that you're using this through your phone. And you can hear it. You can hear it on the thing. It's fine. I'm sorry. What were you saying before the vibrate happened?
Oh, I don't even remember now because I was just thinking of vibrating.
Something about Nintendo Directs and NXs and all that.
Oh, it just speculation seems to be that the NX is going to be released next year sometime.
That's what people think. I don't know.
It seems like they have a fairly solid lineup up through E3. Like, at least one good game or, you know, one big release happening every month.
Yeah.
On either the 3DS or the Wii U.
Sure.
I mean, because we're in December now and we're getting Minecraft, which is pretty big. We just got Xenoblade, which is pretty big.
Yeah, well, Xenoblade... You could probably play that through next year, and you'll be still playing it. But Xenoblade's great.
The new Paper Mario game.
Yeah, that's supposed to be out in January, so that's like the first. I guess it's out already in England. Again, them getting everything before we do. It came out like 2 days ago, I think, or it came out like last week, I think, in the UK. So, yeah, I don't know. That game will be fun. I still have to beat Dream Team. I never made it through that one. I think we talked about that before, about which ones you made it through in a different podcast.
The first one again.
The very first one, I just got stuck on the boss and never beat it. But but I beat Partners in Time, and I think that was the only one I beat. But, yeah. Hopefully they'll release a Bowser's side story on VC. That'd be really cool on Virtual Console.
Bowser's Inside Story.
Yeah, Bowser's Inside Story. Because I think they have, it's just Partners in Time that's on there. Well, they have Superstar Saga and Partners in Time are available on Virtual Console right now.
Oh, I didn't know Partners in Time was on Virtual Console.
Yeah, that one's on there. But no Bowser's Inside Story yet. But yeah, I don't know. Was it a Fast Racing Neo comes out tomorrow? Which is
F-Zero game we wanted.
Yeah, the F-Zero wannabe game, which I guess it's like considered a spiritual successor to F-Zero. I guess it was made by the same guys who made Ikaruga. You remember that game on GameCube?
I do remember that game. Yeah. Bullet Hell,
where you eat the bullets. Yeah.
Yeah,
and there's a similar mechanic in it, I guess. There's two colors to your ship. It's either like orange or blue, and there's different boosts that are colored different ways. So if you hit it while you switch to orange, it basically gives you a boost or it kills you, depending on what color you are.
So you just have to keep switching back and forth as you race.
Yeah, so it's like it's kind of like a little bit of pads. Little bit of Ikaruga in there on that front.
And there's like a bunch of bullets everywhere, and you have to dodge them.
There's no bullets, but it looks, I mean, it looks cool. I mean, yeah, they got the guy, they got the announcer from F-Zero to do it, the voice, you know, from like GX, so that's pretty cool, I guess. A lot of people are pumped about it. I read like one review that says it's like incredibly tough, but F-Zero GX was like super hard too, so that's not necessarily a bad thing. But, I don't know.
That was on GameCube, right?
Yeah, that was the last F-Zero game, I think. There might have been that GP Legend might have came out after it, the Game Boy Advance game, that was based off of an F-Zero anime cartoon in Japan. I think that might have been the very last F-Zero game. But yeah, I mean, GX was cool. Like, I like that game a lot. I don't know. I really want to pick up the Fast Racing Neo. See how good it is. I know there's like online and split screen and all that and all fun stuff like that too. So I don't know. We'll have to see. Maybe if I get it, we can talk about it next week. And you said they have a date for the Smash Brothers Direct also, We should talk about that, I guess. Was it the 15th?
It's the 15th. It's a Tuesday.
Yeah. Is it? What do you think are the thoughts of the Minecraft dude being the unveiled character? I know a lot of people talking about that. Like now that it's been now that Minecraft has been announced for Wii U, they're like, oh yeah, that dude in the blue shirt. I don't know what his name is. That dude, the Minecraft dude, will be like a playable character with his pixelated hacksaw or whatever.
His name's Steve.
His name's Steve.
His name's Steve.
Yeah, sure. Steve, that guy.
I think that's possible. I think the big thing's going to be they release Cloud that day. But if it's the final video presentation, does that mean it announces one last download? Or is it just going to release Cloud? I don't know.
Oh, no, they're gonna have some stuff. They're going to have some new characters. I would put money on that. Because they had that big that voting thing, you know, the Smash Brothers poll. I don't think that Cloud came from that. I think that there's another one beyond that. What?
Was Steve in it?
What, in the poll?
Yeah.
Probably. I'm sure people voted for him. Hey, I voted. I mean, I got on the poll and I voted for Lucas from The Wizard. So, you know, maybe he'll be on there. I voted for the real Lucas, you know, the Power Glove Lucas as a playable character. I think I voted for the song from Skate or Die 2 also as a playable character. But I don't know if they're going to do that, but it would be an excellent addition. But, yeah, I'm sure they'll have, like, at least one new character. They'll probably drop Cloud on that day. I mean, I don't know. It looked pretty done from what I saw in the Direct. I don't know what all they would need to, you know, balance issues or whatever. I don't know. I don't know what they need to do before they make it available.
Maybe they'll announce that Final Fantasy VII is coming out on Wii U.
Yeah. Why not? It never came out before.
No, it didn't.
I wish they would announce that all those, like, you know, all the Super Nintendo Final Fantasies would come out on Wii U. I know they're available through Wii Mode, but come on. I'd rather have it through regular, you know, Wii U mode. I bought another Amiibo the other day, too, before I forget.
Oh, yeah.
I found Falco. Found, like, 20 Falcos at Best Buy.
Falco.
Yeah, I don't know if you've seen him around. But
damn it.
Yeah, I found a lot of him. That's probably what he says in Super Mario Maker. Because I know when you scan Fox in there, he does like the da 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 da. He does like his voice. And then whenever you like push up, it says like good luck. That would be What do you think is the reason that game never came out for Virtual Console, like the first Star Fox? Is it because of the... I mean, a lot of people say it's because of that FX chip or whatever?
I think so.
That they can't emulate it? But, I mean, there's, like, you know, illegal emulators that you can buy that do it all right, you know? I figured they'd figure out how to do it. I don't know. It just sucks.
I don't know. The one example that comes to mind is... when they remade Yoshi's Island on the Game Boy Advance, if you remember the Touch Fuzzy Get Dizzy level,
yeah, that one didn't quite look right. I guess.
Oh, instead of being kind of a smooth, kind of like wavy effect, like a visual effect, kind of like what's in Mario Maker, if you
yeah, the one the date. They have like a dizzy thing, yeah.
It's similar to that, maybe even a little more so because like Yoshi kind of stumbles. I don't know, it's pretty cool, but on the Game Boy Advance version, it looks like you can just see vertical lines, like, moving up and down, and it just kind of splits up the screen, and it doesn't look right.
Yeah, I remember seeing it, and I remember it, like, instead of, like, a smooth wave, it looks like little pieces, like, detached, like, more pixely, you know?
Well, you know, Yoshi's Island had an FX chip, the FX2 chip.
Yeah, and Yoshi's Island also never got released on Virtual Console. That's a Super Nintendo game, but, so.
I'd say it did. The Game Boy Advance version did.
The Game Boy Advance version did, but not the Super Nintendo version.
That's probably all we'll ever see. We're not going to see the actual smooth.
Did, Did Tetris Attack have a FX chip also? Because that game never got released on Virtual Console. I wish it would have. The Super Nintendo one. Did they release Pokemon Puzzle League for Wii as Virtual Console? I don't remember. I thought they did. Like, the 64 game? They did?
Yes.
No.
And, there's a... I think there's a download... Well, there is a download on 3DS for, like, a few different versions of it.
Yeah, I have Pokemon Puzzle League for Game Boy Color on the 3DS, right. Which is Virtual Console.
You could also get a... like Penalty Pawn, or I don't even know if that's what it's called. It's like the touchscreen version.
Yeah, they call it Puzzle League now. It's basically what it's called. But yeah, there's a touchscreen one. I have that one also. I mean, that one's like that's probably like my favorite Tetris type game is those Tetris Attack Puzzle League thing.
Oh, that's my favorite too, man.
Yeah,
big time.
So I got all of those. I got the.
It's always my favorite.
The what?
The Super Nintendo one's always been my favorite.
Yeah, Tetris Attack. I have the soundtrack to that. I mean, it has some awesome songs on it. But yeah. Have you played the speaking of puzzle games? Did you play Pokemon Picross yet? Have you played that on 3DS? It's free. It's like free to play, and I haven't paid anything for it, and I've played through like 10 levels. So far.
I've played Picross and I played Picross 3D.
It's like Picross. I mean, I played Picross like Game Boy, like straight up Game Boy Picross. Like the old Game Boy Picross.
Like
I got it for free through like Nintendo Club and it was like a Virtual Console 3DS thing. And it's like that, except it makes like Pokemon faces. And when you beat the level, you get that Pokemon, and they have like specific, you know, stuff that you can use, like powers to help you solve the next puzzle. Like one guy has like, it'll reveal like 5 random blocks and show you what those are, you know. Or another guy will like automatically correct you when you get one wrong. Stuff like that.
How does the pay work then? Is there like, do you just pay to like get hints quicker?
I don't know. It hasn't asked me to pay for anything yet, but I haven't played it that much. Like I said, I've gone through like maybe like 10 puzzles. But there's also like a meter. You have like sort of a strength bar or whatever. And if you run out of it, you can't play anymore. So you have to buy more of it with these Picrites, which you earn through playing through the game. But I'm sure there's a way that you can just give them money and get more Picrites, I'm sure. Something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't got asked to pay for anything yet. It's not like badge. What's the badge one called?
Badge Arcade.
I want to call it Badge Hero, but it's a Badge Arcade, yeah. I played that one time and got, like, a couple Mario ones. And
it's kind of fun.
Haven't put any... Have you put money in that yet?
$2.
Yeah. I mean, have you got anything cool? Like, I saw there's some pretty cool, like, Super Nintendo Mario stuff on there.
I just got a bunch of the Mario stuff, yeah. I wanted a lot of the 8-bit Mario.
Sure.
I just happened to be in the shop that day.
Yeah. Yeah, I got a couple, like,
$2.
I got, like, some Pikmin ghosts, I think, for, like, a free roll or whatever. The little Pikmin spirits.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's pretty cool. But that Picross is, I don't know. I've enjoyed it from what I played on. I heard there was amiibo functionality on it that you can scan it and do, like, you know, specific, like, a Mario one or Link or whatever you scan on it.
That's
pretty cool. Since you can't, you know, amiibos don't work for that much on 3DS, even though they can. Well, yeah. I mean, for you, so you have the old one, you'd have to buy that disc. The, like, gray disc that it connects to, or whatever, to put them on. Have you seen those yet?
I have.
Yeah. But the...
I think that I'll play my 3DS a lot more when I upgrade it, but... I just haven't been doing much with it.
Yeah.
I've been using it as a DS emulator for Castlevania.
Oh, sure. The sale, I guess the Target sale, the ones, that's like the actual price of the 3DS now, the new one, is $170. So it's officially dropped from $200. So it's cheap like all the time now.
They didn't even make a big deal about it, did they?
I saw like somewhere they said it. They're like, oh, it's, you know, it's cheaper now. But yeah, they kept that same, I think they did the same thing for Wii U, where it's still like $250 with whatever games, you know.
Comes with two games.
Yeah, well, because I said my mom bought it, and yeah, she got it for $250 with the Splatoon and Smash Brothers, and that was after Black Friday, so I think they just kept all of the sales that they did for Black Friday.
That's a really good deal.
Yeah.
That's two games that... We've talked about this before.
Yeah.
$120 worth of games.
Yeah, it's basically just getting the game. It's basically getting the system for like 100 something. Like 150. So, you know. It's good.
Do you think they'll ever have a second player gamepad functionality?
For the Wii U?
Yeah.
I don't know. If they were going to do it, you think they would have done it by now. I heard that in Japan they're selling them separately, so I don't know.
They are through an independent store.
But I thought maybe that was because they wanted to do I thought it was because they wanted to do like some sort of bundle that came with the Pro Controller and was cheaper. Yeah, I think it's I looked through a GameStop and GameStop says it's still $199, but Target still has it for $179.99 for the new one. So, I mean, that's pretty cool.
Something to bear in mind.
Yeah, it's 20 bucks less, you know, if you're trying to get it. I think GameStop might still have a deal, though, where you can trade in your old one for, like, 80 bucks towards the new one.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I did with mine. Except I think they messed it up and gave me, like, more. I think they gave me 100 instead. I think the lady screwed it up, but I didn't, you know. I didn't tell her. But you know, I gave her my Circle Pad Pro, you know, the attachment that helps you use dual sticks, and my charging dock for free. So you know, I felt like, you know, I didn't completely screw her over.
You didn't hold on to your Circle Pad Pro for the collectability.
I should have. I could, like I said, I could have given it to you, but I didn't. Well, I had no way to use it, but I don't know. I still think it works a lot better for like Moon, the one first person shooter they put on. I got that, and the Circle Pad Pro works a lot better than that nub. That nub just doesn't work quite right for first person shooters. It only really works for just like, you know, camera movement.
Just subtle camera movements.
Yeah, it's hard to use it for aiming or moving or whatever. So, I don't know. But yeah, I think that covers our topics that I had written down.
We're definitely both still having fun with the Xenoblade.
Yeah. Xenoblade's cool. Yeah, I'm going to go back to that. Have you tried playing online with groups yet? I still haven't done that yet.
No.
The way you join up.
The scout thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I haven't tried that. I should give it a go. Let's see how well it works. I don't know. I've heard some people say there's some dropout or whatever, connection dropout. But you know, that's bound to happen. I don't know. But yeah. Anyway, maybe we'll see you out there in Xenoblade World. But I think we can wrap it up right there. Thank you for joining us for episode 7. The you know, Minecraft / rant about other stuff episode. We are your hosts, Trey Johnson and
me, Jeremy Mikowski.
Alright. And we're out.